on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right. Got a couple things to share with you. We have been talking about a blood drive that is going to happen on Good Friday here at Calvary Church Albuquerque. We do it every Good Friday. Vitalant's going to be out here with three of their mobile units, and you can sign up in advance. All you need to do is go to klyt.fm in the Action Center, click on the Vitalant banner, and sign up. Now, we have also been talking about an event coming up April 19th at Pope Joy Hall. Fellowship for Performing Arts is presenting C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters. And we have some tickets to give away. Now, listen, there is, by the way, special pricing for young people under 30 years old. You can purchase tickets at a substantially reduced price to go see Screwtape Letters, which I saw this presentation at the Lensic Theater a few years ago. It is fantastic. It's like Broadway quality. Now, get near your phone, because don't ring our phone yet. I'm going to give you the number, and I'm going to give you a way to win a couple tickets, okay? For April 19th, it is a Sunday at 3 o'clock on the UNM campus at Pope Joy Hall. Here's what you need to do. If you have the number of donors that we are looking for in our blood drive for Good Friday, if you know how many we need to get signed up, give us a call. The number is 505-338-5790. We've mentioned it at different times throughout the day and actually this week. If you know how many we need, you should call us now at 505-338-5790. Have a pair of tickets for you to go to Screwtape Letters, the C.S. Lewis adaptation. It's actually, I remember interviewing the Fellowship for Performing Arts. They said, look, if we did the whole book, it would be hours. So this, you know, regular play length show at Pope Joy, it's kind of the Reader's Digest, but it's still a great opportunity. This play, I've heard some of the stories. I mean, it changes lives. So go check it out. You can find out more about the play on the website too. KLYT.fm. Scroll down to the featured area. They're our featured sponsor for March. But the blood drive you'll find in the Action Center. And we're taking calls, 505-338-5790. You'll speak to Rochelle or Tayshawn, and they'll get your information so we can pass it along. If you can tell us how many donors that we're looking for at the blood drive. I'm pretty sure my engineer or Rochelle, you guys know the number, right? You know the secret number? Okay, all right. We'll press on now with Jennifer Ward is here from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Besties are here.
Yay!
Love having you guys in studio. And yes. Love what you guys do for our community. It is frontline battle that is going on. Paula had more important things to be at today.
She did,
and we miss her. Jennifer's here, and we have a lot to talk about, Jennifer.
Yes.
One of your favorite events of the year coming up?
One of my absolute favorite events, our banquet. It is our largest fundraiser. This is the fundraiser that sustains our entire organization throughout the entire year. So it's literally what keeps the lights on and the rent paid.
All right. And now you guys, is it like 42 years, you guys?
43.
I was close.
Yeah.
This year, a night of hope, light, and freedom. What about the evening that you know already? Can you share?
Absolutely. There's some really great things that we're going to share. We're going to talk about statistics, what we've seen in 2025, because it is a preview of the year past, right? So we're going to talk about 2025, the numbers that we've seen come in through our centers. Our guest speaker this year is Keith Farron. If you don't know who Keith Farron is, he is literally on social media and the internet as your Bible coach. He's a magnificent speaker, but really just hits home how to be intimate in your relationship with Christ. And so he's going to be our guest speaker. But we're also going to talk about the truths of where our state is and the sandbox that we are often wanting to play in, but don't have the means or the ability to, because we need a lot of help. And that's the reality. I think a lot of times we go to fundraisers and it's all, you know, good things and feelings, and we're going to have some of that, but we also want to talk about the realities of what we're facing as well.
Well, and we've talked about it on this show, and there's hundreds of lives being lost easily weekly.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, just in Albuquerque.
Just in Albuquerque, not even in New Mexico. Just
hundreds.
In our city. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is going to sound good, but it's not how it should be happening because it's not right. Heaven's getting populated.
It is. We are literally losing kindergarten classes.
Yeah.
Let's put it into perspective. That's what it is daily.
Yeah. So if you want to find out more about the work that's getting done, and we're going to talk about it right here today, but carenetabq.org is where you'll find information about the banquet, by the way. So let's talk a little bit more about the needs for the banquet.
Yes.
We need people in seats.
We do. We would love, if you hear about CareNet, which I'm sure if you listen to this station, you hear about CareNet all the time, but you don't truly know exactly what it is that we do or how we support the community. This is an event that I would encourage you to come to because, again, we do provide those statistics on what we're doing in the community and who we are and all of the things that we help with. But the need is great. We have some huge deficits, and we have some amazing donors, and God provides everything that we need. But we really are looking for people that have never really gotten involved with CareNet before to join us. It's a great night, and it's a great way to come and see who we are and see what God's doing.
And, you know, CareNet, you guys pull no punches. I know I've hosted a table before.
Yeah.
And I tell the people I invite, hey, look, you're going to come and hear about CareNet, and there's going to be a pitch to encourage you to prayerfully consider being a regular sponsor of the work that they're doing, you know, monthly gift or a one-time gift, what you can do.
Right.
As the body of Christ, if we can come together and support the efforts of CareNet, as I mentioned, on that front line where lives are being they're being lost on this earth. We know where they are.
Yeah.
But it is a modern day Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of unseen.
It's very much unseen.
Yeah.
They're tucked away in your neighborhoods and you don't even know.
No, right.
These abortion clinics are literally in our neighborhoods.
Yeah. I know I was visiting with Love Life, you know, over and to know that the walk that they do up in the Northeast Heights, right next to, and we're talking like near Eubank and Montgomery, kind of
in the shopping center,
that area,
yeah.
And how many of those are in Albuquerque?
Six.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're mills. I mean,
they truly are, and they're busy. I mean, you pass by one,
and they're money makers.
They are money makers. They are money makers. And when you pass by those clinics, I don't even like to say clinic. I mean, when you pass by, like you said, those abortion mills, the parking lots are full.
Yeah,
and they're full on Saturdays too. I mean, there's no days off.
Yeah. So if you want to be part of what's happening with CareNet, go to the website carenetabq.org/events. And actually, we'll come back with a little more detail on the Night of Hope, Light, and Freedom, the banquet that's happening May 7th, 6:30, and that is at
Sandia Resort.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a beautiful setting, and it's I've been to two or three of these.
Yeah.
And they are, they're a beautiful evening. They're a challenging evening because you're gonna get hit with the truth.
Yeah.
And we are responsible. It is our, you know, our place to be a part of what in this battle that CareNet does every day to be able to support them. So find out more by going to the banquet. We'll have a little more information on the way. A lot of other information about CareNet and opportunities to be a part of what's happening throughout the year as well. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Congratulations, Roxana Trujillo. I just gave it out, so her friends are all going, oh, good, she got two tickets. I'm calling her. She got two tickets to go see Screwtape Letters. C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters, presented by Fellowship for Performing Arts. Listen, for those who are familiar with Max McLean, who's done theater for years and been involved in Christian media for years, he oversees, like, he's the bigwig at FPA. So they do a fantastic job. And Roxana, if you haven't seen this, whether you've seen it or not, you are in for a treat. Thanks for listening to the station. And she knew that 80 donors is what we're looking for giving blood on Good Friday. Now, I've said this several times. I've been at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Good Friday for years, and usually I'm working in the studios, and I look outside. There is a sea of people here for the Good Friday service. And we have never hit 80 blood donations. And I thought, we can do that. Now, Jim Williams, Steve Ryman signed up. We're on board. We're on the team.
Leading by example.
If I'm going to press, man, I'm one of those guys, though. I got to tell you, Jen, I got to drink like a gallon of water.
Oh, yeah.
So you can find my veins. But I'm happy to do it. To be quite honest, most people like myself who have had family members who've had blood donated and it saved their lives. Literally. It makes it easy.
It does.
Because you're giving so another family can have that experience. And it's really, I think, a great way for the body of Christ, who believes that there's life in the blood, to donate so others could have life.
Yeah.
And if you want to do that, go to klyt.fm, get signed up. Let's top 80, but let's get to 80. We've never gotten there. I'd be so happy to do that, not only for Vitalant, but for our community. We're in the midst of a conversation with Jennifer Ward with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and we mentioned the banquet that's coming up on May 7th. If you're interested in going to the banquet, go to the website at carenetabq.org/events. Just scroll down to annual banquet. You'll see the phone number and the website. The website is outreach@carenetabq.org, or you can call for details at 505-880-8373 and be a part of coming alongside CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and what they're doing to save innocent lives right here in New Mexico. And particularly around the Albuquerque metro area. Moving on, though, Jennifer, lots of other things happening. You guys do baby showers. How fun! Who doesn't want to go to a baby shower?
Oh, it's so much fun. It's actually one of our very fun events. It's our family fun event. We have baby showers in the communities of all of our centers. So you'll have drop-off locations in Rio Rancho and Los Lunas, in the East Mountains, and here in Albuquerque. And it just gives everybody another opportunity to get involved with CareNet. And with those drop-off locations, you can drop off things like diapers and wipes, clothing, all the things a baby would need to be healthy and successful. And then we have an open house as well. So it kind of rounds out the month. We're going to have the baby shower. It's very easy to remember.
And when is it?
Mother's Day.
That's right. Okay. So it's just around the corner.
Yes.
When we do get there, it'll be on the website as well on the events page. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yes. Okay.
And then all of the drop-off locations will be able to give you access to, where you can find all the drop-off locations. But it's just another way to get involved.
Yeah.
And it's always nice if your church or your business wants to sponsor and be a drop-off location.
Yeah.
not only does it help CareNet, but you also get that
a little traffic.
Little advertisement. So
for sure.
Great partnership.
Hey, we got about 2 minutes and I want to make sure we cover this. So this is super important.
Yes.
The medical mobile unit, we mentioned this last time. There's a need there, Jennifer.
A huge need. We are looking for a medical mobile unit director. I'll tell you what, you guys, this is a really great gig because it is a part-time. So if you are looking for something, you know, 15 to 20 hours a week, and we set you up for success, you get the training, but we truly need a medical mobile unit director. It is such a need out there, and we go out and we not only help at the abortion clinics if these women want to have an ultrasound, but we go around the state and help other medical clinic or other clinics that don't have medical.
Doing some great work. And if someone's listening, Jennifer, and they're like, I don't know if I can, before you decide not to call, make the call, send them to connect with Jennifer.
Okay.
You can do that outreach at carenetabq.org.
Yes.
Email Jennifer. It's outreach at carenetabq.org. Pray about your part on the team at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. You can also call 880-8373 in the Albuquerque area, and be a part of what's happening through CareNet and the medical mobile unit. And we talked about the need there, but and then it does go to other places in the state as well as around here at local abortion mills. It's a mobile center.
Everything that you would find medically in our brick and mortar centers, you will find on the medical mobile unit. It's really awesome. People always shy away. I don't have a CDL. You don't need any of that.
Yeah, and the price is free.
It is.
So if
it is.
At so CareNet as well.
Everything at CareNet that we provide is donors.
Well, God bless you. God bless the team. Tell Paula we missed her.
Yes. She's on vacation, so much needed.
We'll look forward to this year's banquet and getting you guys back in here next month. We'll talk about it more.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.